get focused on that, I think we really need to recognize that we're here to worship Him. And so when we sing this song, I think a lot of times we just want to kind of, we like the feeling of the song. But the feeling has so much more strength when you listen to the words and the meaning of it. So as we sing this song, we can focus on the words and what they mean. And who you're worshiping.
Oh.
This song is kind of sometimes I think it's called Come Lord Jesus Come. And as we have to understand that Jesus is always there with us. It's not an invitation as if he's not there. But actually a lot of times I think we sing this song because it's our mind, our ways of thinking needs to change. So as we sing this song, we're asking him to come. I want you to think of kind of maybe some of the hindrances that are allowing you to not see Jesus. So if you feel the need to kind of just stop and get on your knees or sit on the chair, if you don't want to sing, that's fine. More important is as you hear to listen to what are the things that are keeping me from seeing God? And then to figure out how you're going to change those things. Lord Jesus, we just pray, Lord God. that you would connect even right now.
To
the people who just need to connect a touch from you. We long for something more and something deeper. Give a deep, deep, deep hunger for you, Lord God. Just pray these things.
Every week it seems we have something different at Mizuba for technical things. It's really hard for me. Every week I feel challenged to keep up with all the different things for IT. But, you know, Damon was sharing this morning, too, that it's not something of us. It's not our power, but by God's Holy Spirit. We worship God by the Holy Spirit, and we're here serving by the Holy Spirit, and that's what we trust in. 私たちの信頼するものは自分の力ではなく本当にその聖霊なんです。
So, 毎週本当に変わってるんで、
IT
得意な人調べてください。このコンピューターとこのコンピューターと合わなかったり、ソフトが合わなかったり、大変です。でもね、個人で良くなると思う。いいですね。感謝です。はい。はい。で、今週のアナウンスメントをしたいと思いますけども、
はい、
まだ今日8月最後の、週ですね。ですけども、今週まだ
今
最後
の週を
生活してません。ぜひご家族、友人と共に時を持ってください。
You would spend that time with family or with friends and just have a time of getting to know each other and also setting your eyes more on God. It's nice, even if you can invite some people over, please do that and
fellowship with each other.
Next week we have the church meeting after lunch.
ですから本当にお祈りください。
Please pray for that. Please pray for leaders and please pray for the meeting.
長い時間取らないつもりですけど参加してくだされば感謝です。
It won't be a long meeting, but we would be so grateful if you would stay and you could join us.
多くの方がサーベイを出してくださいました。まだ方は送ってくだされば感謝です。
And many people have handed in the little survey that we asked you with some questions. We thank you so much for doing that. And if you still want to send them in,
yeah, that's fine.
If you still have some, want to send them in, you haven't had a chance yet, please do that. And we really want to see the glory of God.
はい、で9月24日火曜日には、水曜23日火曜日にはちょっとピクニックを計画しています。まだ具体的に決めてませんけども、時間を空けてくださればば感謝です。
On September 23rd, which is a holiday, we want to have a church picnic, and we haven't decided the details, but if you guys could join us, it would be so nice just to have a time of fellowship together.
それからですね、まだ寒くならないうちにもう一回宣伝式できたらいいと思います。
And also, while it's still kind of warm, we're really hoping to have a baptism. So if you haven't been baptized yet, please talk with us, and we would really...
はい、水までは献金袋は回してありません。後ろに自由献金の 袋と箱がありますから、叩き出せれば感謝です。
We don't have an offering bucket that we pass around at Mitzvah, but if you would be led by God to continue your worship, in that way, we have an offering bucket in the back.
外にも貼ったり、玄関にも出しましたけど、今日は、キャッシュルームでですね、防災講演会というのがあります。
You might have noticed on the bulletin board outside the church, we also wanted to announce it here. There's a meeting tonight.
Disaster prevention.
Yeah, disaster prevention. There you go. Disaster.
場所が TJJ の行動で、夜の6時から8時までを計画しています。
And this meeting is going to be at the Christian Academy.Auditorium, and it's from 6 o'clock.
これは NHK の教会が集まります。NHK は新座東久留米清瀬での教会が集まってこれを主催しようと思っています。
And this meeting is a meeting for the churches in Niza and 東久留米 and NH 東久留米
and K は清瀬。でありますので、もしお都合のある方はご参加ください。
Okay, so we want to start with the kids' message. So if you are a child, please come on up and sit down on the floor here. You feel comfortable in the chair. You're good. That's fine too. You can be in the chair if you want to.
All right. You want to go up with these guys? You want to go up? All right.
Okay, I want to ask you guys a question.
質問です。
Do you guys like fruit?
Yes.
Who likes fruit?
We like fruit.
Okay, Noah, you were the first one to raise your hand. So, what kind of fruit do you like?
All fruit.
Apple!
Okay, I like apples too. Okay, anybody else like fruit? Okay, Zuri. You like pears. Okay. Yeah, I like apples and pears too. How about Lily? Great. Okay, yeah, those are good too. In the Bible, it talks about fruit a lot of different times. I want to ask you guys a question.
聖書にいっぱいね、ぶどう、あの、果物について書いてあるけど、質問します。
Where do fruit grow? Have you ever seen a fruit like growing? Really, where do fruit grow? Yeah, very good. Fruits grow on trees, almost always, right? It's usually a tree. So I brought some stuff, and I want to ask you if you think fruit, if we wait long enough, the fruit is going to grow on this. You think fruit, if we wait, maybe we pray, do you think fruit is going to grow on this? No. Sure about it. No fruit will grow on this. Okay. Well, how about this one? Is fruit going to grow on this one? No. This is actually, does anybody know what this is? Okay, yeah, very good. It's a leaf. You guys are really smart. It's a leaf. What kind of leaf? Nobody said this. Apple, pear, or grape. It's none of those. Asher? Okay, no, it's not an orange either. Anybody? It actually is strawberry. And we were growing some strawberries. I think we got about six strawberries in the fridge. We did okay. That was okay. Better than nothing, right? Okay. This looks kind of miserable. How about this one? Do you think this one can have any fruit?
No.
No. It doesn't look very hopeful, right? It's like... It doesn't look very hopeful, but if you look really carefully, even though this doesn't look very healthy, like if you look really carefully, can you see what's on the bottom here? Can you see? So if we like planted this in the dirt and then like gave it some water, and if it was like the right kind of plant, which I don't really know what this is, it actually has the possibility of making fruit. Okay? So, what I want to tell you guys today is we cannot have any fruit unless we are connected with Jesus. So, what kind of fruit are we going to have if we're connected with Jesus? The Bible told that fruit of the Spirit. So I want to read this together with you. Okay? So if you can read English, please read it together with me. If you can read Japanese, you can read it with Mom. But the kanji is kind of hard. The Japanese is a little hard, right? Okay, so if you read it in English, let's read together. Are you guys ready? That was like a really weak, like half asleep. Ready. That doesn't make me feel ready at all. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Okay, so like they are ready, like a little bit, but like I still don't know. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Okay, there we go. Okay, they're trying to help you. Like they don't need help. Okay. Okay, 1, 2, 3. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Okay?
Good job. Okay, so did you notice we read it kind of slowly? We read it kind of slowly because if you kind of just read through it, you don't really notice. Each word is so important and such a big meaning. So even in Japanese, we're going to read it kind of slowly and kind of like digest the word. Okay, so Japanese readers, you guys can help them.
はい、例の結びは愛であり、喜び、平和、寛容、親切、善意。You are
this. While you guys are praying and while you guys are reading the Bible and keep being connected with Jesus, okay, I want you not to give up. I want you to think that if I keep my my relationship with God, I'm going to see this fruit in my life. Okay? So God will never give up on you. So I want you guys never to give up on God, okay? Never wander away from God because He will make your life great. Okay, can you guys pray with me?
Okay,
let's hold our hands and close our eyes and pray. Father God, you are good. And we trust in you. You are truly our God. And we get our life from you. We get our strength from you. And we get our joy from you. And if we keep walking with you and we keep our relationship with you, then you will really change us. And you will let us see fruit in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, you guys did a great job, okay? So keep doing a great job and keep
doing
Jesus. Okay, so if you are,
in
third grade or less than third grade,
3年生以下の人は,
you guys can go upstairs. And the people who are in fourth grade, we want you guys to stay down here. Because we want you guys to hear the word of God. And also, it's too crowded upstairs. If they want to stay, you can stay anyway. It's more than welcome. Okay. So today's message is continuing about fruit. And continuing about having a fruitful life. So the title of this message is
Fruitful Life.
But I subtitled it, How Small Is Your God? So maybe you're kind of surprised at that subtitle. Shouldn't it say, How Great Is Our God? Because we sing that, right? But I want you instead to have this question kind of put it before you for today, and I want you to think about how small is your God. Last week we talked about making a good environment so that people can grow. And you know, it's easy to think, well, my faith is my relationship with God, so I don't need other people. I don't need other Christians, and I don't need to come to church. I have better things to do in my free time on Sunday morning. But actually, we can't bear fruit without other people and without the body of Christ. So, once again, before we continue, I want to ask you, what exactly is fruit? No, the kids mentioned apples or pears or grapes. That can't be what the Bible means, that we're supposed to bear fruit. So what does the Bible really mean? In 1 John, we were reading for a while, and it says like this. If we live in Jesus, we should walk as Jesus walked. So, fruit in our life is certainly partly the fruit of the Spirit. We are changed as we have a relationship with God, and we see this kind of fruit of the Spirit more in our life. So I don't think you really forgot But I want to read it one more time. So if you read English, please read the English with me, or if you read Japanese, then you read the Japanese with Ma. Are you ready? The fruit of the Spirit is love,
joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Hey, Japanese. 例の結びは愛であり、喜び、平和、寛容、親切、善意、誠実、柔和、節制です。
So, fruit changes who we are.
私たちは身によって変えられるんですね。
But fruit also changes what we do.
でもその身は私たちのするべきことをすることを変えていってください。
So if you think about Jesus, what was he about? What was his life all about?
イエス様のことを考えると、イエス様って本当何だったんでしょうか？
What did he do?
私たちのために何をイエス様してくださいましたか？
The main thing that Jesus did was make disciples.
弟子を作るということですか？
He shared with people about the good news of the kingdom of God.
神の国の素晴らしい知らせを人々に伝えたんですね。それが一番大きかったです。
And that's what we should do too.
同じようなことを私たちはすべきですね。
If you are a Christian and God has given you new life,
新しい命を皆さん与えられていたならば、
then that new life is not just for you.
自分のためではないだけではないんです。
It's not just to grow who you are.
自分が自分であるべき、それだけではないんです。
But it also to allow you to be part of what Jesus.
イエス様をしてくださることに私たちも参加する、それにも
関わっているんですね。
イエス様の働きに私たちは参加する、それに関わっているんです。
And that ministry was like about, was all about making disciples.
弟子を作るという働きなんですね。
So we need to share our faith.
ですから私たちは私たちの信仰を本当にお色の人と分かち合うことが必要です。
Share your faith with people who don't know Jesus.
イエス様のことを知らない人に分かち合うことですね。
So how are we supposed to do this? How are we supposed to have more fruit?
実際にはどのように私たちできるでしょうか。実際にどのように私たちは実を結ぶんでしょうか。
Are we supposed to try really hard?
頑張って頑張ってやりますか。
If we try really hard, are we going to have more fruit?
頑張って頑張って実を結ぶってうーってなってたら実を結びますか。
Not really.
違いますよね。
If we try really hard, we kind of end up like this.
最初こんな感じなんですね。
We're trying.
頑張って頑張ってこんな感じになっちゃいます。
It just seems like a losing battle.
たまに負けちゃいますよね。いくら頑張っても。
I wonder how many of you guys try really hard in your everyday life.
毎日毎日頑張ってる人いますか？
Try at your work.
もう仕事場、職場でも頑張って。
You try at your school.
学校でも頑張って。
You try as you raise your kids.
子育てに頑張って。
You try in your marriage.You try with your friends. Trying works for most things, but trying doesn't work for bearing fruit.
で、頑張ることはですね、多くのことには例えばいきますけれども、実を結ぶということは必ずしもそれに直結しない。
So again, how do we bear fruit?
じゃあどうして私たちは実を結ぶことができるんでしょうか。
God teaches us a better way than just trying.
神様は頑張るだけだ。他のことを私たちに教えてくださいます。
God teaches us to choose.
私たちが選択することを教えてくれるんですね。
So today I want to look at a really famous passage of the Bible.
今日は有名な聖書の箇所からお話をしようと思うんですけども。
And it's a passage that everybody knows.
でも多くの人はこれを聞いたことになる聖書。
But it doesn't really matter what we know. It matters how we live.
ということと。私たちがそれを行うということは違うことですから。
So I want to look at this passage with you. And I entitled it Living in Christ Jesus. And this is a passage that's in the 15th chapter of John. Probably most of you know the passage really, really well. First, I want to think about what's the background of this passage. Jesus is talking to his disciples. And he's talking about his death. He's talking about his resurrection. And he's talking about the Holy Spirit that's going to come. And that's going to dwell inside of them. And he tells them that the ones who love Jesus and the ones who keep his commandments
そして彼の、教えに従う人たちは
are going to be the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
聖霊の宿る場所だっていうふうに教えてたんですね。
So let's read the passage.
で、私は読んでみましょうね。
In John 15, verse 1, it starts, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser.
ヨハネの15章のこの歌です。私は誠のブドウの木、私の父は農夫である。
I just want to focus on this one verse.
最初のこの一節に焦点を当てて考えてみたいと思います。